This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Verse 14 says, He called you. You've been called by God. And you say, well, when did I get a calling? You just did. I want to say this to you. I don't think I've ever said this before. If you ever hear a message that I've given, you've been called by God. Why? Because I say so? No, because the Word says so. When you hear the Word of God proclaimed, you hear an invitation accepted or expressed, you've been called. And you can't stand before God someday and say, well, I plead ignorance. I never heard this before. And the Lord will say, yes, you did. Crossview Christian Church, the year, the day, that's when you were called. I tried to call you then, but you weren't listening or you refused the call. Called you to this through our gospel that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers, stand firm. Stand firm and hold to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. God's called you to stand firm. That's an interesting term. We live in a culture that doesn't want you to stand for anything, let alone stand firm. Do you follow me? Culture doesn't want you to stand for anything. You're rotten up like the rest of us. Be conformed to the world. Be conformed to the system. Go along to get along. That's the motto of our culture in 2013, and most people know that that's true. I'm going to tell you a story as an example, and some of you may smile and say, well, what's the big deal about that? It's small change temptation. It is. But it represents some big temptations for somebody here. Here's her story. Her name is Shana. She's from Melbourne, Florida. She said, I remember one time standing outside of our high school with my best friend and acquaintances. Suddenly, we were approached by a handsome young man with a cigarette glowing between his two fingers. He passed the cigarette to my acquaintance, who gazed at it quizzically and then took a slow, long drag. The boy then lifted the cigarette up to my lips and gave me a look of expectancy. You know, the kind of look like a mother gives to her child who's unwilling to eat. The pressure of those watching me and urging me was a little nerve-wracking, but I was a mule. I love that. I was a mule, and I didn't give in. Situations like this have etched into my heart the importance of keeping strong in what you believe. Now, you may smile. I smiled at that. What's the big temptation of the cigarette? Let me tell you, every week, Satan is using somebody in your life. Take this. Indulge this. Watch this. Look at that. Give in here. And you know exactly what I mean. That means different things to different men, but every man knows what I'm talking about. It means different things to different women, but every woman knows what I'm talking about. We're all under pressure to give in, to indulge, to take, to use, to do that which violates the will and the word of God. And what does Paul say? Stand firm. Stand firm in what you've been taught by mouth or by letter. In other words, hold on to the Word of God. Then I want to talk about encouragement from 16 and 17. This is really powerful. This is a prayer. May our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who loved us and by His grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. I'm going to let you in on a little secret about encouragement that maybe you've never known before. Encouragement comes from the Lord. Should we try to encourage people? Absolutely. But ultimately, the Lord takes credit for encouragement. So here's my thought. The best encouragement you can give your spouse, one of your children, one of your parents, a coworker, is say, Lord, would you give her or give him the encouragement that only you can give?
Tomorrow, a powerful story on Cross Hope on Sirius XM 131, the Family Talk Channel. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.